High school students with an interest in the environment and a willingness to learn more about restoring it can take part in something called an Envirothon. It's learning, but it's also competition for points and prizes. Oregon has had a statewide Envirothon for years, but Southern Oregon added one last year, or tried to. It was scheduled for early April, just the time the schools shut down because of the COVID pandemic. So we're back again to talk to the organizers about the hopes for this year. We've had trouble reaching some of them, but Corellia Ver-Eck from Jackson Soil and Water Conservation District, are you with us? Corellia, okay, we got all three? All right. Corellia, are you with us? No, don't have Corellia. Do we have Caroline Burdick? How about Anna Warnches? All right, we got to turn them all on and pot them up. Okay. Corellia Ver-Eck, are you not there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. Okay, good. And Jackson Soil and Water Conservation District Education and Outreach Coordinator. Good to have you on again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So it was a year ago, we talked on St. Patrick's Day last year, went back and looked at just as everything was shutting down. Did anything come of the Envirothon last year?
Nothing did because schools were on a complete shutdown and everything got turned upside down.
Wow. So talk about the basic idea here. First of all, is the Southern Oregon event in addition to the Oregon, the statewide Envirothon?
So they're complementary of each other. So we developed the regional Envirothon to hopefully get some more involvement down here from the Jackson County schools to participate at the state level. And it's also kind of a practice for those teams coming from Crater Renaissance Academy and Logosh Charter School that want to get better prepared for the state competition and held up in Oregon Gardens.
And when is that, the state competition?
The state competition, well, this year it's all going to be virtual, but it's that first week of May.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a bit of a tune-up here. So go big then, Corellia. Give us the wider view of what exactly an Envirothon is.
So an Envirothon is looking across the spectrum of natural resources concerns. So the National Envirothon and the State Envirothon, and then our regional Envirothon, it focuses on five subjects. So we have forestry, so thinking about forest management and activities, aquatic ecology, so looking at water chemistry, habitat needs of fish and birds, macroinvertebrates, wildlife ecology, soils and land use, so looking at the soil types and how we use our lands and best manage the soils. And then every year there's a current issue as well. So this year's current issue is source water protection and looking at that with kind of fire management as well as forestry activity management. So really challenges the students to look at these things ecologically, economically, and then into the future as you know, everything is changing.
So are all the students that take part in an Envirothon versed in all five areas, or do you have some people who specialize?
So they all dabble in it, but then it's interesting. You'll see in the teams that some kids will really get interested in forestry, so they'll kind of become the forestry pros for their team, and then others will be really good for the soils. So it's kind of neat to see these students find their passion and then go with it. So, for example, a student from Logosh Charter School, he was on the team for a couple years. Talking to him, he was like, oh, I don't know, I'm just kind of doing this because my parents want me to. And then 2 years later, he was like, I want to be a forester. I'm going to go to school for forestry. So they can specialize if they want to.
And do we have any of either of the Crater people? We're looking to Mason for. So do we? Is either Anna or Caroline with us? I'm not hearing them answer. So it looks like it's you, Corellia.
Okay.
How many people do you think you'll get to participate in this Envirothon?
So this year we have 25, which is super exciting. We have three teams locally. So we have two teams from the Crater Renaissance Academy, one from Logosh Charter School with Chris Van Ness, who he's won state with his team 3 years. They've gone to nationals three times. And then we also have two teams joining us from Sutherland High School. So a little bit north, but still kind of Southern Oregon. So they're coming down tomorrow as well for our in-person event. So 25 kids, hopefully next year we'll bump up that number a little more.
So you do an in-person event then. Okay, great. So this is a chance to actually do something like what you had envisioned last year. Is there a virtual part two?
Yes. So it's a hybrid event. So we have the last virtual test out today. That's going to one of the Sutherland High Schools, their second team today. So the way it works is the teams could choose to take a test on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. They are allowed to make edits via Google Slides. So we're all learning the virtual world, so they can go in and put their answers, work together as a team. Then I turn off their editing at 8 p.m., and then we're grading them. And then tomorrow they'll have about 4 hours at the Crater Land Lab outside and doing those field skills. So it's been really kind of fun to make it happen and be creative with that.
The Crater Land Lab, and I was hoping we'd have the Crater folks on. We're having a little difficulty. I tried to dial the number myself and got strange signals back. But the Crater Land Lab is I mean, the Crater's been really deep into ecological studies for a very long time.
Yep. Yeah, they have a great little, I don't know how many acres they're on, but they have the FFA barns there. And then they also have their properties right adjacent to Bear Creek. So they're able to do some habitat restoration. They're able to get out and do soil sampling and water quality testing. So it's just really awesome that we get to use this for a natural resource competition and then really kind of showcase this awesome property that a school has, because you don't see this kind of place often. So.
I think one of the Crater people is actually on the call in line. So is this Caroline or Anna who's on that line now? Mason, turn up VIP. Caroline or Anna, is that you? I guess not. Okay. This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. We're talking about the Southern Oregon Regional Envirothon, the in-person competition tomorrow. Karelia Ver-Eck from the Jackson Soil and Water Conservation District, the Education and Outreach Coordinator, is our guest on the exchange. You are welcome to join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Talk about the process of setting this up. It sounds fairly elaborate then to be able to get the number of subject areas that you're talking about here, the five of them, and then make it also comprehensive and competitive and all that stuff.
Yeah, so luckily this is where my interest is, my background. So I really had a lot of fun writing the tests, and I did have the resources from the Oregon Envirothon to kind of use their tests as some templates. And then I really tried to cater them to what we see regionally. So focusing on regional issues, regional animals, regional plants, regional soils. So it's been a year of collecting and building those tests. And then this year, with that current issue being source water protection, we're really lucky that we have the Ashland Forest restoration project going on AFR, because that is one of the case studies that the Oregon competition is using. So we were able to really showcase the great work that Loma Cotsi has done, the city of Ashland, to get, you know, to keep our watershed healthy, to keep that water clean, and also forest fire risk down. So just really trying to make it something that the students can engage in, especially if they don't go to the state Envirothon, at least they're learning about their home. And so that's just, you know, incredibly important to make sure that the students are feeling like they're engaged to their environment here and feel that they have some voice in it. This stuff is a college level. It's pretty fun to send it out to the resource professionals around and have them bounce it back and say, this looks great. I don't even think I would pass it. But then seeing these tests turn around and the students doing well and answering challenging questions.
Do you find as you approach students that they generally have not heard much about the Soil and Water Conservation District? I mean, it's not the kind of thing that's well known, for example, as a fire district or an irrigation district.
Yeah, you know, we are kind of behind the scenes. We do a lot of work, but it's Soil and Water Conservation District. That's not a really fancy term. And like you said, we're not out there fighting fires, but we're doing a lot of important work. So it's also fun to meet the kids and they learn about different ways that they can be involved with the environment and learn about different agencies. You know, a lot of times you hear Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, but you don't hear a lot about us, and we're the in a lot of ways, we're working front lines with landowners. So it's cool to connect kind of with that next generation of land stewards.
And how competitive is the Envirothon set up to be? I mean, do you just focus on your own work, or can you lead teams from other schools astray? I mean, can you affect the work of what the other schools are doing?
So right now, it's pretty competitive among the local teams that we have. So obviously, Logos Charter School has done excellent. You know, over the last decade, they've won first place. They've gone on to National Envirothon, but Crater Renaissance Academy is coming on up there. They have two teams this year. One of them will go to the state. And so they're kind of really challenging each other. It's fun to see Chris Van Ness and Caroline and Anna and Haven kind of figuring out how their teams are going. But then we also have Sutherland High School coming down from the north, and Wes Crawford and Chris Van Ness have always kind of been, you know, neck and neck to get their teams, who's going to win first this year. And it's usually a Logos or Sutherland on that first and second podium at the state level. So it is fun to kind of incite that competitive knowledge. You know, we want our students to be those next natural resource leaders, and it's fun to see it happening. And hopefully next year we'll get one or two more local teams. You know, this year it's been a challenge for teachers. I almost had a Phoenix High School and a North Medford High School signed up, but it's hard for teachers when their kids are either virtual or in person or some blend of the two. So,
well, especially right now, they're growing. Very much in transition. I see that you're trying to get back into classrooms. Yeah. That'd be a bit of a distraction. No question. So not bad. 25 people. I noticed that, that Crater has some good history at the statewide competition.
Yeah, so they went last year, I think, was the first time they competed. And then the year before, they kind of went as a practice run. They went up on site to the Oregon Gardens in Silverton, did a practice run, decided that, yeah, we need to get involved with this. And it was really fun for the kids because they didn't have to worry about the competition piece of it. And then last year, they completed the test virtually, which kind of was thrown together last minute. They didn't place, but they had fun. So this year, again, they'll compete virtually as well. And we'll see what this new world, our new normal brings.
We're talking about the Southern Oregon Regional Envirothon here on the Jefferson Exchange, the in-person part of it going on tomorrow. Corellia Vereck at the Jackson Soil and Water Conservation District, where she's the Education and Outreach Coordinator, our guest. If you have some questions for our guest, join us on the Exchange by phone, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Given how long that the state competitions have been going on, and I was digging up stuff online about Crater's team doing well back in 2008. I wonder if at this point you're starting to see people back in natural resource jobs as professionals who came through Envirothons in years past.
Yeah, so we actually, Garrett Dyke is our Oregon Envirothon board president. So he is located up north, I think in Salem, and he works for Natural Resources Conservation Service, but he was a high school team member. Can't remember the name of his team, but they were champions a couple times. And so he's actually the board president organizing the state Envirothon competition. I mentioned the student, Isaiah is his name, and he was at Logos Charter School, who has won the state competition a couple times. And again, he was a student that was just doing it for the fun of it, and now he's studying forestry. So I think in the next couple years, we'll probably start seeing the more recent generation. Again, Garrett is my age, early 30s, but he's now a professional in Natural Resources Conservation Service organizing the event. So it does create, it's real-world skills. It's not just some kind of extra bonus activity that the students never go back to.
Was there anything like this for you when you were in high school?
There wasn't. I grew up in southwestern Colorado, but all the time I'm like, man, I wish there were. I was lucky enough to have resource professionals that allowed me to do internships in high school. But I think if more students were allowed this opportunity to form teams and learn how to critically think about problems, it would, I guess, further the development of those natural resource stewards.
So, and one of the there are prizes, is that right? I know they were at the state competition. Are there prizes at the regional Envirothon as well?
Yeah. So this year we went, we were really lucky that the Crater Maker Works, I think that's what it's called, but up there in Central Point, they have a really cool like wood laser burner. Caroline could tell you if she was on because she went out there and did it. But
let me just check. I have a phone line going here. Caroline, is that you? Or Anna? Nope, neither one. Okay.
But one of our committee members, Jake Adams with Grayback Forestry, he was able to get his crew to cut us some trees that were about 7-inch diameter when they were doing some projects. So we cut those into tree cookies. They sanded them down really nice, and we sent those through this laser engraving machine. So they're really beautifully, they're instant cedar trees that were cut here locally, and then they were engraved. So the first, second, and third place for each of those resource categories will get one of those. And then we also have an all-around champion. So just kind of a neat souvenir to take home, and beautiful, and it's local, and just a fun souvenir.
Caroline Burdick, I'm told that is you on the phone. Can you hear me?
It is, but I'm not sure if you can hear me.
I can.
Hello?
I can. Yes, yes, you are here at last.
Great. Oh my gosh, great.
With about a minute and a half to go. I just wanted to ask briefly before you go about the we were just discussing without you here about the depth of environmental training at Crater Renaissance Academy. And I remember years ago, before the academies existed, going out there to watch Rogue Eco and seeing cheerleaders and waders in the creek. So you guys really get all in environmental training there.
Absolutely, yeah. The program has been around since the conception of Crater Renaissance Academy, and Haven and Anna both have been teaching there for that amount of time with environmental science out of the land lab, and so they have Bear Creek available as their own backyard living science lab, if you will. And then this is my fifth year working at the school, and so I've been brought under their umbrella, and so between environmental science and ecology, we spent a lot of time outside. It's pretty amazing.
And do some of these students end up going into the fields that they're learning in the classes there?
Absolutely, yeah, they definitely do. So we actually have a student who is in her second year up at OSU in forestry. I've got another student who's actually about to start her freshman year up in Vancouver as a botany student. And so we definitely have a lot of students who move forward within the natural resources, either in the field, like just going straight into a working position, or furthering their education by going into a secondary university. So.
All right. So the event goes on in person tomorrow, Corellia. Is there any way people can track the results? I was having a hard time finding the regional Envirothon information.
Yeah, so I'll be updating it on Jackson Soil and Water Conservation District's Facebook and Instagram page. As we're going tomorrow, I'll be posting photos and updating the places. And then we also have, on Friday, we'll be having a live Zoom awards situation or ceremony. And I will be placing that link on our jswcd.org webpage under the events tab. So if people want to see the teams and see the awards getting virtually awarded to the students, they're definitely welcome to tune in then.
Okay. Corellia and Caroline, thank you so much.